This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Six.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to ENN. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Duped.
And I'd also like to say, if I can, good evening to Don.
The key to a good talk show is gluten.
Is it too late for me to say good evening to Chris Carlin? Because that was
hello,
really...
pot. This is the kettle. You're fat. Hello.
You realize that was very underrated, what just happened there. I don't. I'll tell you what. Has Carlin ever been in? I think there'll be a couple of Carlin slots in this year's Drop Madness come March. I really do.
That should be exciting. He'll be in the same...
Region as Griffin.
Region as Griffin and Morty.
And Morty.
I'd like to see the fat guy over there high.
I mean, some are... I think people were going to... They may call it the Morty region. They may call it the Griff region. Very hard to say.
Never.
All right, guys. Lot is going on. In the
not
world
neither, neither.
Today. First of all, did you watch any of the NBA playoff action last night? Did you watch our good friend Marv Albert?
Yes.
I was doing a Yankee game.
No. Well, you missed out, Michael. If you missed it, Celtics 118-100 winners over the Wizards. Jason Tatum, 50 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists. Pacers crushed the Hornets 144-117. Guys, remember, they've had injury issues, and now they've lost Caris LeVert to COVID-19 protocols, and they scored 144 points.
That's right. They didn't pace themselves.
Well said. And now, as a result, we have a schedule for Saturday NBA action. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hope you have announcers.
Maybe on Friday, guys, I'll do the announcers.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Can't wait.
Don, what are your thoughts? Andrew, are you in on this?
100%.
I wasn't being sarcastic at all. I love the idea.
No pun intended. Yes. I would love to do the NBA announcers for Saturday.
And you will.
For right now, I'll just tell you that the early game, 2 o'clock p.m., we got some good games. Heat at the Bucks, game one. That'll be your 2 p.m. vehicle on ESPN. Also on ESPN, 4:30, your Mavericks at Clippers vehicle.
Good series.
That's called a Luka Doncic vehicle, actually. 8 o'clock p.m. ABC. They call that prime time here. The call, I already know this one. Mike Breen joined by Mark Jackson and Jeff Van Gundy. They will have the Celtics at the Nets for game one. And then 10:30.
Mike's in L.A. today, so I guess he's doing the Clipper-Laker game.
Isn't that a TNT vehicle?
I know he's in L.A.
No, you know what? That's an ESPN vehicle.
Bang.
And then the nightcap on Saturday, for all you lovers out there, the Blazers and the Nuggets. Well, that's a very weed-heavy series. Can blaze up some big nugs, bro. And two weed towns, Portland and Denver. So that's 10:30. Which game do you guys imagine is going to be the Ryan Ruoco vehicle?
The Blazers Nuggets.
That's what you're thinking?
Yes. That's the token taco game.
Yeah, I think Ryan has fallen out of love with me, by the way.
What?
There was a story that was done on Barrett Sports Media about people out of didn't even mention me.
What?
Mentioned so many people, not me.
What?
I've fallen out of favor. Yeah, it's weird.
Well, hold on.
Wait a minute. You're the rabbi.
I know, but he
should not only should
rabbi.
You be on the list, you should lead the list.
He gave Mike Breen credit, giving him great advice.
No,
Bob Arum's the guy who used to run the radio station at Fordham.
Bob Arum had time for that.
Bob Arons, and then he gave CC great props, but I wasn't even mentioning
CC.
Michael, you know what?
Yeah.
I mean, list? That's a little L square.
You know what they say, Don? Knife cuts both ways.
Uh-oh.
Well, laminated list time, that's what that is.
Yeah, I was a little hurt, no joke. Nothing about me.
I'd like to hear the explanation.
Yeah.
Hold on. Real quick, you didn't even finish your point. The article was about what?
You know, his career and people that have helped him and everything. Not a word about me.
Oh, my God. And this has got to be.
Barrett Sports Media.
I don't care if it's on his answer machine.
When you talk to Barrett, you're talking to America.
Peter, this is no joke.
I'm not joking.
I was very hurt.
Although I will say I was a little hurt today, too. I saw a quote from Michael today. Didn't rub me the right way, Don.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Michael did an interview somewhere, too.
Yeah, he did. John Jastrzemski.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure he did. Sure he did.
Wow, that's quick.
That's right. He sure did, kids. And guess what, Don?
Got great numbers on Spotify from
already.
Memory. Yeah.
Wow. Now, and Don, what hurt me was when he talked about the radio show and ratings, he just said, I. And you think you're petty, Michael. You think I don't notice
a pronoun?
Wait
a second. Wait a second, Sally, okay? John asked me, what did you feel more pressure from? And then he asked me, going against one guy or going against another guy? He didn't say, what did the show? He said, what did you personally feel more pressure?
Mom.
It wasn't involving you and Don.
It is the Michael Kay Show. Nothing involves us.
You know what, Don? It's just a good – you're right. It's just a good lesson. Sometimes you need to learn the lesson.
No, you're a complete ass.
Excuse me?
I would never, ever diminish what you guys mean to the show. You're more important to the show than I am.
Wow.
So I'm just saying I wasn't asked that. Personally, Michael, where did you feel more pressure, going against this guy or going against that guy?
Yeah, I mean, I get that. I'm a little insulted by the question. We're just hangers-on. That's all. We're cufflinks on the suit.
First of all, cufflinks on a shirt are very important.
Not really. You could use a pin. No one even noticed the difference.
Really, nobody would notice if you had a safety pin.
Did we come up at all during the interview?
Not one bit.
Interesting.
No.
Well, I'm sure they spent most of the time on the Yankees.
Right. And my career and, like, moving the yes. It wasn't about you guys. I'm sorry. It's not always about you.
No, it never is.
That's the thing. Never is.
Ever.
That's the hard part, Don. I'm going to end DNN. I'm going to lay out here and just do 6 minutes of dead air.
I've got two Yankee notes, okay? Rougned Odor had a good day yesterday. He's on the paternity list today. Expected back tomorrow. Wife had a baby girl. And Clint Frazier, who I said was not in the lineup for the second straight day, I thought it might be a little benchy. Aaron Boone said neck things.
What?
Neck things.
Neck things.
I don't know if it's stiffness or what, Aaron Boone said. And Frazier's been getting treatment. Maybe neck things from that diving catch.
Wait, is that Baltimore. Did he just make up that terminology on the spot?
Neck things. Well, I mean, last year, Voit was foot things.
A lot of things.
It's very, very interesting.
I can't believe that you took that as a slight, Peter.
You got
some ego.
You know what? You, of all people, you just introduced on the show an interview about someone else in which you didn't think you got enough props. And then I read an highlights from an interview, about my guy who I do a show with every day, and he used a big I instead of a we.
But I would say you and I are equally pathetic.
Well.
No. Don realizes that Ryan not mentioning me is a much bigger transgression when I wasn't asked about you guys.
Fine, you know what? I could play along. I could play and continue to be a jerk, but you're right. That is a bigger transgression. I admit it.
I won't forget it. Did he even ask how we were doing? What's it like to work with us? How important are we to the show?
Do you even know John at all, Don?
We follow each other. We've DM'd each other.
Maybe you'll be a guest.
I doubt it.
Why? You're a big New York celebrity.
That's a great point.
No, in certain circles.
No, all circles.
All right. Well, here's a circle. Julius Randle, his assessment of where his New York Knicks are right now.
Just a confident team. We know who we are. We know what it takes to win. And it's really just as simple as that. We've been in the fire. We got the experience as a team, and we just rely on each other. I would say the big 15 all year, it's really that. Like, everybody brings something to the table, and we can rely on each other for that. And we feel like that's good enough to win us games.
Good for him to stick with the big 15 after the Nets tried to steal it.
You're right. I like that.
Out of way there, big jewels.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
I don't know if you guys caught inside the NBA last night, but Shaquille O'Neal was late for the show, which I related to. At the start of the broadcast, oh, we have the audio? Here's Ernie.
The loser will take on the winner of the Pacers-Hornets game for the number 8 seed. So everybody on board with that? Good, and there he is sneaking in.
Oh, you can't sneak in at 7.
How can you be that big a sneak?
I apologize. I read my schedule wrong. I'm sorry. But it says 6:30. I apologize.
No, it did say 6:30.
I apologize.
Said the game was at 6:30.
Not to be here.
So that's okay, I apologize brother. To you, Hall of Fame. Okay.
That's what happens. We have a Hall of Fame induction ceremony over the weekend, and then you just show,
hey,
up, show up whenever you want.
It's part of the charm of that show.
They can get away with it.
That they can get away with that.
It would seem crazy on a different kind of show, but when you're at the level they're at, you can always make it work. I give Ernie credit for that, in spite of the bow tie. You know, I'm willing to look past that. Jalen Hurts, Andrew, told the world that he is not above competition.
It's not fair.
Yeah, when he was asked if he feels the coaching staff has committed to him as a starter. And by the way, Michael, if you're wondering, the new Eagles head coach is still doing his presser from a few months ago.
It's called a depressor, I think they're calling it.
I value everything that coach has brought here, Hurts said. I remember back in my days at Alabama, Coach Saban, hearing him talk about discipline, commitment, effort, toughness, pride, having these core values that he's trying to instill in the team. In the end, it all worked out for the team. You see, Coach Sirianni's coming in, preaching connection, accountability, competition, fundamentals, and football IQ, preaching all these things. I know in all those different avenues, all those different values and principles that we're trying to instill here in Philly. No one is above that, and everyone has to go to work. So for me, I know rent is due every day. It's always been that way for me. And when the rent is due, I don't plan on missing payments.
Oh, I like that analogy.
I didn't. Andrew, guess what? Can you let him talk instead of your coach? That was pretty good. So, you know, last week I was complaining about the fact that Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua would be fighting in Saudi Arabia.
You were. You really were annoyed by it.
I was very annoyed by it. And I understand that the site fee would be just absolutely gargantuan, and the guys were poised to make $100 million each potentially for their fight. Well, after the hype and after all the uncertainty about when it's going to happen, if it's going to happen, where it's going to happen, and hints that we would soon get an answer, now it looks like it might not happen at all.
What happened? Please tell us.
An arbitrator decided that Deontay Wilder must receive a fight with Fury by September 15th. And the only way out of that is to pay him off with millions. So if they don't feel like coming up with the money to pay him, then Deontay Wilder has to get another fight with Tyson Fury, which totally kills the momentum. However, from my perspective, maybe it makes it more likely that we would get Joshua and Fury where it should be in England. But if they're chasing the money in Saudi Arabia, I guess the date doesn't really matter.
I heard Aram say we could just pay him to go away. He said, but I'll just pay him and we'll beat him.
Now, remember, the first fight was close, ended up being a draw. You guys remember, that's what the one where Tyson Fury got up like the Undertaker after being knocked to the mat. But in the rematch in Vegas in early 2020, I mean, Fury really mopped him, and it did not leave many people wanting to see a return. Speaking of returns, Padres have activated Fernando Tatis Jr. He's off of the IL following his positive COVID-19 result.
Now, I don't know if you saw this story really quick. There was some Blues and Golden Knights that tested positive, and it's been ruled that it was false positives, and the report is it could happen in other sports. So it's something, I guess, to look out for if there's any positive tests, because I guess there was a compromised lab or something.
That will do it for ENN on this Wednesday, May 19th.
Now, MJ said, I got to defend Michael here. I heard the podcast, and he did mention Peter and Donna was quite complimentary. I don't remember mentioning him.
Wow. I don't know what's worse. What's worse.
All right, Carlin's coming up next. We have big stuff tomorrow. Please stick around. Kay LaGreca-Rosenberg and UC, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.